This is the shocking story of how Israel lobbyists Tommy Robinson and the Met Police have colluded to surround pro-Palestine marches in London. Rather than defend your right to free speech, they are actively trying to destroy it on behalf of a foreign power. This is the story of how Met Police Chief Mark Rowley learned to love Israel and Tommy Robinson and hate the Palestine marches in London. 2 years ago, Suella Braverman emboldened the far right onto the streets to oppose supporters of Palestine, resulting in violence and attacks on police. 2 years and a genocide later, emboldened by a political class and ever-increasing authoritarian police, the far right is bigger than ever and takes to the streets on Nakba Day, while the Palestine protests are shackled by police and silenced by politicians. For Braverman and Tommy and many of these leaders slash so-called patriots, this isn't about uniting the kingdom to protect the realm. This is about uniting the kingdom to defend Israel.
I very strongly rebut suggestions that Israel's in breach of international law, that there's a genocide, that there's a forced starvation. Quite the contrary.
In late 2023, Suella Braverman, the Home Secretary at the time, referred to the Palestine marches in London as hate marches.
To my mind, there's only one way to describe those marches. They are hate marches.
Suella Braverman went as far as explicitly stated Mark Rowley must go. It's important to note that Suella Braverman has family members currently serving in the Israeli military, alongside her Israeli husband, Rael Braverman. Braverman has now smoothly sidestepped into the government of tomorrow, Reform UK. Suella Braverman had a key silent ally in their bid to oust Rowley, none other than Tommy Robinson. In June 2024, Tommy Robinson held a rally specifically for the purpose of bringing down Mark Rowley.
We're about to start the march. Thousands and thousands have travelled here from across the country. We're going to go send a message to the establishment and the police. ResignMarkRowley.com. Cut the head off the snake. You've betrayed our country. You've oppressed our people. You've treated us like pieces of shit. We want peace and we will make it!
A pincer movement was forming. On one side, there was, within the institutions of government, from figures like Braverman, the calls for Mark Rowley to resign. And then on the other side, by street protesters like Tommy Robinson. Ultimately, these people were part of an Israel lobby push to achieve the objective. Either Rowley gets tough on pro-Palestine demonstrations or he stands down. That was the choice which was given. It seems he has chosen the former. At the beginning of this campaign, Mark Rowley seemed to defend himself. He called the calls for him to resign illogical and ill-informed. However, as things developed, it became clear that Rowley was the subject of strategic engagement by key elements of the Israeli security services. He gave a speech at the Israeli intelligence think tank, the Institute for National Security Studies. Leaked emails have exposed that the INSS runs counter-influence projects with the Israeli Internal Intelligence Agency, the Shin Bet, and the Israeli External Intelligence Agency, Mossad, and with the military intelligence, Aman. The current head of the INSS is none other than Tamer Heyman. He is the former chief of Israeli military intelligence, Aman. The previous leadership of the INSS is Amos Yalding, who was also formerly the chief of the military intelligence. Many of the researchers at the INSS were formerly employed by Mossad, the Shin Bet, and the Aman. And while, of course, the INSS claims that it is independent, it has received funding from the Israeli Ministry of Defense and the National Cyber Directorate in the Israeli government. In fact, the INSS goes so far as regularly submitting strategic analysis for the Israeli president. It even provides policy recommendations to key figures in the Israeli government. This institution that Mark Rowley spoke at has even piloted social media monitoring tools developed by Israeli cyber intelligence firms like Cognite to track what they call international influence campaigns. Surely those kind of campaigns would fall under the jurisdiction of someone like Mark Rowley. Another place that Mark Rowley gave a speech to was the ICT conference. The ICT is the Institute for Counterterrorism, based in Herzliya, Israel. It's a prominent Israeli intelligence think tank based at Reichman University. Reichman University used to be IDC Herzliya, the key cog in the Israeli military machine, well known in intelligence and security circles. In fact, the leadership of the ICT are almost exclusively drawn from the ranks of senior leadership in Israel's external and internal intelligence agencies. The late founder and chairman of ICT was none other than Shabtai Shavit. Shabtai Shavit was the director of Mossad between 1989 and 1996. The current director, Eitan Azani, was a former colonel in the Israeli occupation forces. And in fact, the ICT has gone so far as to, quote-unquote, join the war effort after October 7th. It has been directly involved in Israel's genocide in Gaza. It actively offers scholarships to soldiers and produces research to justify Israel's military operations in Gaza. So we see the trajectory of Mark Rowley has gone from being somewhat independent against the push of the Israel lobby to becoming more and more subjugated by it and pushed into a place where he has said that these pro-Palestine marches feel like anti-Semitism. He has now stated that they actively, directly target synagogues.
I'm really troubled by what we've seen is many of these marches, they set out with an intent to march near synagogues, etc.
These are untrue statements, of course. So what is it that has pushed Mark Rowley into a position where he is facilitating a massive march on the streets of England on May 16th to coincide with the Nakba Day march of pro-Palestinian protesters? Well, we cannot discount the example given to him by the overthrow of Craig Guilford. Craig Guilford was, of course, the chief constable of West Midlands Police. And he was forced to stand down because of the position that his police force took on the Maccabi Tel Aviv football team coming to the area. And then we get onto the further question of how the UK police are infrastructurally integrated with the Israeli security system. Well, if your phone is taken by the UK police and examined, it will be examined using an Israeli intelligence company by the name of Cellebrite. According to Australian lawyer Nick Hanna, who has seen the contracts which control Cellebrite's agreement with foreign governments, Cellebrite has access to all information gathered using its devices, meaning that if the UK police take your phone and examine it, an Israeli intelligence firm, full to the brim of former Israeli intelligence personnel, will also have access to your personal information. The UK police also use a company called NICE Systems to carry out investigations. NICE Systems was founded by five alumni of Unit 8200 in Israel's military intelligence. They also use an Israeli company called Briefcam to track people's movements through video synopsis. Briefcam is, of course, founded by Gideon Ben-Zevi, a veteran of Israel's elite intelligence Unit 8200. Briefcam boasts of using Unit 8200 criteria to lead its investigations. In fact, on May 16th, when people walk around the streets of central London, their faces may very well be analyzed by Corsight AI. It's the company which has a contract within the facial recognition system in this country to analyze people's features and faces. Corsight AI is used by the Israeli military, it's an Israeli company, to analyze the faces of people in Gaza before they kill them as part of this genocide. In addition to that, ISPRA, an Israeli company that specializes in quote-unquote riot control, has also had extensive contracts with the UK police. If things were potentially to get out of hand on May 16th, some of the ISPRA tactics may come in handy. All of this begs the question, who are our elected officials and our police actually working for? Because it isn't you. At Double Down News, you have a very rare thing. It's an organization which is working every day to give you the information you need to know to understand the way power works around you. Do what you can to support Double Down News now on Patreon so we can continue this work.